time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting, the final one for 2023. Hard to believe. County Commissioner Ted Gantz is here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Doing good.
Good.
You've got all your Christmas shopping done, don't you?
We do. We have
seriously.
Honestly, we're all done. Finished up. Well, I can't take much credit for that. It's really my wife, but she got it done. So kudos to her.
You bet. That's what the wives. That's not all on them, but it's a lot on them.
Yeah, they take initiative and do a good job.
They do.
Absolutely.
You bet. Hard to believe. Here we are, final meeting of the year.
Final meeting of the year. You bet. You bet.
Next meeting, by the way, is going to be?
January 8th.
January 8th.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to the agenda from last night. Approve agenda?
Yep. We approve the agenda as presented every meeting. I apologize. I wrote that on the wrong line. Citizens comments. Christy Corral, our assessor, came in yesterday during citizens comments, and we didn't make any decisions on this, Rich. We just a couple of things she'd like to maybe see done is one would be GPS for the assessor's vehicle. In large part, for safety reasons when they're out in the county or if they have any kind of issues or that sort of thing. Christy would like a way to track their vehicle that way. And so that was one thing that she would suggest or would like. Also, she'd like to also label the assessor's car. So obviously when they're going around and taking a look at properties and that, you know, obviously so you don't see an unmarked vehicle out there, you know, with people poking around in your yard and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking about doing some vinyl lettering on the vehicle. We haven't made any decision, but Christy stopped by, and that was just a couple things she'd like to maybe see done.
So, and that was in citizens' comments.
Yep, that's correct.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable, that's payroll claims. You go through all that.
Yes, sir.
Each and every meet, Board of Equalization meeting. And you had some discussion on that as well.
Well, the Board of Equalization meeting, we didn't have anything for that. It was on the agenda just in case Crystal Dack, our county treasurer, had anything. But we did not have anything for Board of Equalization. So we stayed convened with the Board of Commissioners meeting. Don Wilson sat down with us and visited about a couple things. One was basically we had an audit discussion. Then also a compliance engagement examination for ARPA disbursements that ended back in June 30th of 2023. So a couple things so far from the audit is we need to complete the household hazardous waste and weed inventory. Both those inventory sheets, we completed inventories months ago, but these two sheets here, we were working on it, and a lot of that had to do with the transition to new leadership in those two departments and kind of trying to run down some items that we couldn't find. So those are a couple things that Don mentioned on our audit discussion. And then also this compliance engagement examination, essentially how this works is when you have federal funds or federal grants, if you spend more than $750,000 of that grant money in a fiscal year, then you're required to do this compliance engagement examination. And in this case, there was that ARPA funds, which we received over $2 million in. And so last fiscal year, there was more than $750,000 spent on ARPA money. So we just have to do this engagement. We voted as a board to have Don Wilson do this engagement examination. We also discussed further, we actually didn't adjourn the meeting till about 11:40 yesterday. We sat down with Don and went through all of our audits and budgetary and making sure we didn't overspend or, you know, operate outside the Purchasing Act. And so we had a long conversation. We managed to stay in the black. We stayed above board, didn't overspend in that regards. So, and like I said, we had a discussion with Don at 9:30, and then we reconvened that discussion after our jail inspection. We did also, Rich, go over to the jail, had a very good talk with D. Shills and Sheriff Darling about the facility, and so we had a good inspection there. And then we also moved on to the consent agenda items here, Rich. There was a couple things here. One was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two is approved miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims. We approved those claims in the amount of $355,059.85. Item number three was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for NPPD This here is down on roads 707 and 386. They're boring an electric line down there, Rich. And so we, that was item number three. Item number four is authorized chairman's signature on agreement with Maximus. So the board approved all four items, Rich, and we took care of that business.
And then the clerk's monthly revenue report was the last one on the agenda, I do believe?
Last one on the agenda, yes, sir. The clerk's monthly revenue report was in the amount of $4,832.39.
And that was it for 2023.
That was it. That was it. Started at 9 and ended about just a little bit before noon. So it was doesn't look like a very long agenda, but it took a little time going through those audit results. You bet.
There's always a lot of discussion in there.
Oh, always a lot of talk. You bet. You bet.
As far as the county courthouse for next week, obviously going to be closed on, is Monday the only day?
No, they're working a half day on Friday, Friday. So they'll close at noon on Friday and then also be off on Monday.
And Monday.
Yeah.
Then regular back of regular hours again on Tuesday.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Very good. Yep. All right. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Rich. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and we'll be back there again after the first of the year.
Yep, so. January 8th will be the next meeting, and we will see you at a basketball game here pretty soon.
Yes, yep, coming up soon. You bet.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Rich.
County Commissioner Ted Gans with the latest on the Red Willow County Commissioners, their final meeting for the year.